And this is Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. This news update is brought to you by Ashway Furniture Home Store in Bad Axe, McKenzie Jewelers in the Bad Axe Shopping Center in Bad Axe, and Bayport State Bank in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring. Tyler Avery Masterson appeared in Huron County District Court this week to face a felony charge of absconding or forfeiting bond. Judge Ferris presided over the arraignment, knowing the charge carries a potential penalty of up to 4 years in prison and a $5,000 fine. During the proceedings, defense attorney Tammy Salen stated that Masterson has no prior criminal record and is currently employed. The court set bond at $10,000, 10%. Requiring $1,000 for release. Attorney Elizabeth Weisenbach has been appointed to represent Masterson for the remainder of the case. A probable cause conference is scheduled for July 30th, 2026, followed by a preliminary examination on August 7th of 2026. And Laisha Lynn Stanilis is facing a misdemeanor charge of animal cruelty following an incident involving a dog left in a vehicle. Stanilis was arraigned in district court regarding an incident on July 20th, where prosecutors alleged Stanilis left a dog inside of a car during hot weather with the windows rolled up until an officer had to free the dog from the hot interior. The charge carries a maximum penalty of 93 days in jail, a $1,000 fine, and up to 200 hours of community service. Stanilis, represented by attorney Tammy Salens, entered a plea of not guilty. Judge Ferris set a personal recognizance bond at $3,500. And the court has ordered the prosecution to provide a plea offer by August 13th, with a final plea cutoff and pretrial hearing scheduled for September 3rd. And the village of Sebring marked a milestone on July 21st by hosting its first ever community picnic, bringing residents together for an evening centered on community spirit and family fun. The free event welcomed family and neighbors to enjoy food, activities, and opportunities to connect with local organizations. The gathering followed the community's successful Touch a Truck event earlier this year and reflected a continued effort to create events that encourage community involvement. Organizers said the inaugural picnic was designed to strengthen relationships among residents while showcasing the welcoming atmosphere that defines Sebring. Community leaders expressed hope that the event would become an annual tradition, building on its strong community support and participation. The July 21st community picnic represented a new chapter in Sebring's ongoing efforts to bring neighbors together and celebrate the people who call the village home. And we'll be right back with your obituaries next.
At McKenzie Jewelers, we believe every piece of jewelry holds a unique story. Whether it's a symbol of love, a celebration of a milestone, or simply to treat yourself. At McKenzie Jewelers, we're here to help you find something truly special. From classic diamond studs to elegant stackable bands and show-stopping necklaces, our collection has something to fit every occasion and every budget. Each piece is hand-picked for its exceptional quality, beauty, and timeless appeal. With McKenzie Jewelers, it's not just about jewelry. It's about creating lasting memories with personalized service and a team dedicated to finding something that comes from your heart. You won't just leave with a purchase, you'll leave with a cherished keepsake. Visit us today. We're located on the north side of Bad Axe, or go to mckenziejewelers.com and let us be part of your unforgettable moments.
If you don't know diamonds, know your jeweler. That's McKenzie Jewelers on the north side of Bad Axe.
McKenzie Jewelers of Bad Axe, proud to have served our friends and community for over 40 years.
The North End of Bad Axe is a great place to shop and do business. Some of our fine North End retailers include Ashley Home Store and McKenzie Jewelers.
And we have no obituaries to report at this time, so we're going to go over to Ashley, and we'll be right back with your national and international news.
The sun's out and the sale is on at Ashley and Bad Axe. Now is your chance to get the hottest deals of the season. Save up to 25% off store-wide, up to 30% off accessories, and up to 30% off end tables. Plus, summer steals starting at $399. There's never been a better time to check out our selection of dining sets, love seats, sofas, and sectionals, bedroom furniture, recliners, and lift chairs, mattresses, and more. Want new furniture, but waiting until the kids or pets are out of the house? Skip the wait and get the furniture you want now with Nuvella Performance Fabric. Exclusive to Ashley, Nuvella is washable, stain-resistant, and fade-resistant. Stop waiting and get the looks you love. Plus, ask about our available one-year and five-year no-interest financing. Stop in and ask about our Nuvella collection and shop the Ashley Summer Savings Event at Ashley and Bad Axe today. Ashley and Bad Axe is locally owned and operated.
This is warehouse manager Justin Cameron. We offer fast, professional setup and delivery. We can even haul away your old furniture. Visit us at Ashley Home Store in Bad Axe.
Shopping at the north end of Bad Axe is not complete without a visit to the following: Ashley Home Store and Mackenzie Jewelers.
And we are back with your national and international news. Federal consumer protection watchdogs have issued a nationwide advisory regarding fraudulent financial services targeting student loan borrowers. Authorities caution that deceptive companies are exploiting shifting federal repayment guidelines to charge illegal advance fees for debt settlement. Regulators advise borrowers to deal exclusively through official government services and servicing portals while reporting suspicious solicitations. State attorneys general are launching joint enforcement action to shut down illicit telemarketing schemes. And prominent opposition figures from Belarus addressed European parliamentary committees in Brussels, advocating for increased diplomatic support and protection for political dissidents. Democratic leaders detailed ongoing challenges facing civil society under current state authority. European lawmakers pledged to review sanction policies and strengthen humanitarian visa pathways for exiled activists. The Assembly reiterated its commitment to supporting democratic governance initiatives across Eastern Europe. And we'll be right back after this message from Bayport State Bank.
You're invited for a free All-Star Country Concert Wednesday, August 12th at the Grandstands during the Huron Community Fair, brought to you in part by Bayport State Bank. This is RC Wise from Bayport State Bank. There is limited seating, so get to the grandstands early for best seating. The All-Star Country Music Concert features three different country bands: Waylon Hannell, Chase Murphy and the Backroads Band, and my good buddy, Randy Smeglinski. They will be lighting up the stage at 7 p.m. and play through 9:30 p.m., rain or shine, on Wednesday, August 12th. 2026 marks Bayport State Bank's 130th year of serving our Huron County community. If you don't bank with Bayport State Bank yet, stop into one of our offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, or Sebring and find out what real hometown banking is all about. So stop by the Huron Community Fair on Wednesday, August 12th, 7 p.m. for the free All-Star Country Music Concert at the Grandstands, brought to you in part by Bayport State Bank, an equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
And we are back, and that's been your news and obituaries for this hour. You can always go to thumbnet.net for more news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more. I'm Tate Cervantes, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.